Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll
This is KWBU, and it's time for Act Locally Waco.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm Kately Mills. Ashley Thornton of Act Locally Waco is back with us this week.
Hello, Kately.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
This last week of February has some more Black History Month events coming up.
Tomorrow night is the annual NAACP Scholarship Banquet. The speaker will be the Reverend Dr. Gwendolyn Boyd, former president of Alabama State University. The theme of her speech will be Still on the Battlefield. Tickets are $50 and may be purchased from any NAACP member. The banquet begins at 7 p.m. at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame on University Parks Drive.
And The Wiz is the film being shown at the Hippodrome for a Movie Monday.
That's right. If you're not familiar, The Wiz is a retelling of The Wizard of Oz, starring Diana Ross as a Harlem schoolteacher who is trying to save her dog from a storm when she's whisked away to an urban fantasy land called Oz. In addition to Diana Ross, the musical stars Richard Pryor, Michael Jackson, among others. The movie is free, but you do need tickets. You can pick those up at the Baylor box office in the Student Union building or at the Hippodrome box office.
The show starts at 7 at the Hippodrome Theater at the corner of Austin and 8th downtown.
And on Tuesday, the Baylor Department of Mathematics will honor pioneering African-American professor Dr. Vivien Malone Mays. Born in Waco in 1932, Dr. Malone Mays first became aware of segregation as a preschooler when she mistakenly drank from the whites-only water fountain at the Montgomery Ward store on the corner of 4th and Austin downtown. Dr. Malone Mays was denied the opportunity to attend Baylor as a student due to her race, but she went on to get her Ph.D. from the University of Texas and eventually returned to Baylor to teach math, becoming the first African-American member of the Baylor faculty. A bronze bust of Dr. Malone Mays will be dedicated in her honor on Tuesday at 3:30 in the third floor lobby of the Sid Richardson Building on Baylor campus.
And on Thursday, the Community Race Relations Coalition presents Dinner and a Movie. The movie will be Black Klansman, a Spike Lee movie based on the true story of a Black undercover detective who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan.
The dinner and movie are free with donations gladly accepted, but you do need to call and make reservations so they know how much food to prepare. The phone number is available on the Community Race Relations Coalition website and Facebook page. The dinner and movie will take place from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church at 11th and Austin near downtown.
And as usual, there's a nice variety of arts and culture events happening this week.
Tonight, the Texas Speak Now movement presents Born to Win, a play by local author Kay Bell. The debut performance in January sold out, so don't miss your chance to see it this time. It's a story full of love and joy that chronicles a group of homeless people and their collective plan to escape homelessness. The show starts at 7 p.m. at the Mission Waco Jubilee Theater at the corner of Colcord and 15th.
Tickets are $20 and proceeds benefit The Cove, an organization serving homeless youth in Waco.
Monday is the deadline for reserving your tickets for the annual Hearts in the Arts Theater Gala at MCC. Entertainment will be scenes from the upcoming MCC opera and theater production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. MCC Arts alums include Emmy Award winners, Grammy nominees, Tony Award finalists, and more. This gala is the single most important source of funding for art scholarships, master classes, equipment, and more. Contact the McLennan Community College Foundation to reserve your tickets. The gala takes place on Thursday with an hors d'oeuvre and cocktail reception at the Ball Performing Arts Center on MCC campus at 6 and the show at 7:30.
If you can't make it to the gala but you do want to see Pirates of Penzance, the show will continue through Saturday. Visit the MCC Theater website for details about performances. Tickets are $12.
If you are a fan of percussion, Thursday is your opportunity to hear legendary percussionist and sound artist Tatsuya Nakatani. He will be performing at Cultivate 712. The bill will include a performance of Chris C's work, Translucent Bodies, for percussion duo and electronics, along with a solo set from Mr. Nakatani. Tickets are $7 and donations will be accepted to support the traveling musicians. The show starts at 7:30.
And speaking of Cultivate 712, this week is your last chance to see their special exhibition featuring art from the Mammoth Collective, a group of up-and-coming young female artists in Waco who are creating work that is symbolic, vulnerable, and modern. The show ends Thursday, February 28th. Don't miss it.
We've got a couple of special events for special people this week. Tomorrow is the No Limitations Football and Cheer Super Bowl. No Limitations is a local nonprofit that gives people who live with developmental and or physical challenges the opportunity to participate in social activities, including team sports. The Super Bowl will be the culmination of their football season. Games start at noon and take place throughout the rest of the day, with the last game kicking off at 3. They will take place at D1 Waco, which is located at 5100 Franklin Avenue. This Super Bowl is also an SOUP Super Bowl, so bring a can of soup to donate to a local charity. Visit the No Limitations Facebook page for more details.
And if you are a disc golfer, you are invited to participate in the 3rd annual Bangin' Chains for Autism event at the Dewey Community Center on 9th Street.
It's an 18-hole tournament with a flex start from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a fundraising event for the annual Waco Charity Open benefiting autism research. $20 to play. Check out the Bangin' Chains for Autism Facebook event for more details.
Ashley, thanks as always for bringing Echo Clue Waco to the radio.
My pleasure, Kately. Remember, the full calendar of events can be seen at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.